You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show, as always, with a sense of market movements that have been happening throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Senior Markets Analyst at Rand Swiss, Sean Morrison, to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Sean, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. The Rand performing a lot better than what it has of late, but to be fair to the Rand, it has been holding its ground against predominantly the US dollar amidst all of these uncertain times we find ourselves in global markets. What do you make of the Rand coming back sub 1620, looking like it could seemingly hold there and potentially, if I'm being a little optimistic, retest 16 Rand?
Yeah, the Rand's looking good at the moment, Jimmy. If you take that chart and you zoom out a little bit of the dollar versus the rand, you can see it's just moving from the top left-hand side of your page to the bottom right-hand side. So there's actually a trend of strength of the in the short term, a little bit different. It's been range-bound. Now we're testing the bottom end of that range. So a lot of the movement in the short term, obviously, weakness of the dollar. And the dollar, you know, it's all around the Fed and what to expect from the Fed. You know, a little while ago, we were all looking at, you know, possibility of the Fed starting to hike rates, possibly in September at their meeting, and then a slew of not so good data. Surprisingly, lower inflation data than expected. And now, you know, there's a chance that the Fed might not raise rates. So the resulting effect, weaker dollar, and we're a short-term beneficiary thereof.
Sean, speaking of things that we are a beneficiary of, I want to take a look at the gold price, $4,420 a fine ounce at the moment. If I'm looking at the kind of the monthly chart on that, $4,000 a fine ounce was the best support level we could have seen. Our gold mining stocks have reported numbers last week was DRD Gold. They're benefiting from the more than double gold price that we saw compared to, I want to say, this time last year or so. Markets finally showing gold some love amidst all of these tensions. We saw it struggle a bit since it came off of those $5,000 fine ounce highs, but it looks like we might be going back to retest those.
Well, I hope so. And you can see our local market, our top 40 index is following. You know, the chart is not that dissimilar to gold, and obviously a lot of gold shares are heavily weighted in the index, the likes of Goldfields in particular being at 7% weighting on that index. But when you look at the gold price in particular, it's been, you know, it had a very strong start to the year. We've corrected, and then we've just sort of done nothing for a while. And now it looks like it's starting to get a leg up. And there's definitely, you know, you can see it's a very sort of inverse correlation to what we're seeing with the dollar. Everything, you know, just seems to always trace back to the dollar. But as we see that dollar weakening, we're seeing all metal prices, precious metal prices up. So gold is looking good at the moment. It's actually up about 1% today, last I checked, over that $4,400 per ounce mark. Silver's up. It's looking good. But we're still a far cry from what we saw earlier in the year. I think we had about $5,600. So, but short term, yeah, definitely looking a lot more bullish.
Sean, let's stay with those precious metals for a moment. I want to look at PGMs. Platinum in particular, we're flirting with that $1,800 fine ounce level. $1,850 was kind of the highs that we got to earlier in the year. It would be nice to go back there, particularly because there was a period of time, much like where you said gold was moving sideways, platinum was highly unloved. The PGM counters just kind of struggled through, and we're finally seeing, I suppose, with all of momentum returning very slowly to the markets, that the likes of platinum are set to continue going up, even with an oil price dangerously close to $90 a barrel.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you start looking at PGMs, there's also, I mean, obviously platinum, we're the major producer of platinum, so it's nice to see, you know, a rebound in that. A lot of different demand side factors, you know, it has an industrial use, not just a precious metal, obviously a jewelry use. I remember the days many years ago that, platinum used to trade ahead of gold. Not the case right now. There's a lot to platinum, I think, in the short term. So I'm a bit more bullish on gold than I am on platinum. You know, reliance on PGMs when you start moving towards an EV world becomes less. Obviously, platinum, you know, in catalytic converters. So, yeah, I think platinum looking good short term. I think longer term, we still prefer gold.
Sean, can we take a look at the oil price? $87.50 a barrel or so, $90 at the moment, starting to feel like a very comfortable spot for the oil price. Not necessarily where we want to see it, but with the fact that we've had the word ceasefire thrown around so many times and yet we're still at a war, I suppose the market is very hesitant to be believing that the war is over there by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, a lot has happened today. It's the end of that 60-day ceasefire between U.S. and Iran. Not that it seems to have made much of a difference. We've had Trump obviously threatening Oman now, and they're a mediator. It's just saying don't get in the way of their blockades. And then we have some frail ties there between a frail ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. So there's a lot of catalysts for oil at this point in time. But I'd say it hasn't blown out. It hasn't gone back to the levels we saw earlier on. So markets have started to digest it. Routes for oil have, you know, markets have found a different way. We still are reliant on that Strait of Hormuz. But I think, I don't know if we're going to get back to those lower levels that we saw pre-war, the $60 per barrel mark. I think markets are at 87.90 seems to be a new norm for now. And, we don't know when this war is going to end. And at the moment, it doesn't look like there's really any progress going forward. So I think we can expect oil to stay a little bit higher for longer, although we would hope not to see it back above that $100 per barrel mark.
Sean, can we take a look at local markets? You touched on the fact that we are benefiting from being a platinum producing nation and gold producing nation, but aside from the 3% gains we saw in resource stocks today, other sectors, financial stocks were down, industrials were down. The top 40 still managed to eke out almost 0.7% gains. Yes, resources played a big part of that, but overall, we've had a strong showing for this year on the JSE.
Yeah, I think everybody's had a turn at lifting the index over the last year or two. Last year, it was the year of gold and platinum and the resources. And then this year, you know, our financials have done quite well, propping up the market. I've actually lost sight of the question there, Jimmy.
Just a sense of the markets, the JSE in particular, Sean. I mean, it's above 114,000 points in the case of the all share, almost 107,000 points in the case of the top 40. Amidst all of the uncertainty around the world, we've seen markets, especially emerging markets, kind of take a bit of a knock or a bit of a dip. Our JSE has really strengthened throughout the year.
Yeah, I think our market is still a little bit undervalued when you put it in the context of like global markets. You know, I think if you, we know the excitement around growth and AI and tech, which has been pushing US markets and that. But, you know, valuations, I mean, just on a price earnings point of view, I think S&P is sitting probably about a PE of about 27. And then when you start looking at our companies, and a lot of them have solid balance sheets, good companies, consistent yield. I think our market's one of the second cheapest outside of Philippines. I think it's sitting on a PE of just over 9-10, somewhere around about there. So I think there is still some value, and it is showing some resilience in a volatile marketplace. I mean, we've had a lot to contend with between, you know, social media seems to be, you know, the driving force of markets, and we've had wars and uncertainty around monetary policy, you know, in the US and trickling down to us. So, yeah, good work, JSE.
The JSE doing its bit amidst all of the global uncertainty, and the Rand also holding strong, currently at 16.17 against the US dollar, about 15 basis points stronger on the day's trade. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Senior markets analyst at Rand Swiss, Sean Murison, joining us to take a look at markets and make sense of them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.